The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Northeast Florida. What a beautiful, wonderful day it is.
Yeah, we're going to have a little liquid sunshine today, aren't we?
Yes, but you know, I love the liquid sunshine because that's how we get green grass.
You told that to a customer this week, didn't you?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Hey, we have a couple of shout-outs for customers today, and it's a really special shout-out. You know why?
Why?
Well, before I give the shout-outs, let's talk about what's special about this weekend, because today is the anniversary of the founding of the United States Marine Corps.
Semper Fi.
Semper Fi, November 10th, 1775, 243 years young.
It's their birthday, and as we're told by a customer we met this week,
Gunnery,
it's a big deal.
Sergeant Joe Stokes.
Yes, it's a big deal, and they really celebrate it. I mean, if you're a Marine, this is an important day to you.
Yes.
Therefore, it's an important day to us.
That's right. That's today.
Yes.
Now, tomorrow is another important day. Tomorrow is Veterans Day.
Yes.
Which will be celebrated, of course, by the armed services tomorrow, but celebrated by the United States on Monday for a day off. So we want to give a shout out to Navy veteran Lee Conger, who is a new listener, and someone else that we have right here in the studio with us, Joe Pippin,
mm-hmm.
who does the show right before us and been show with us several times. Good morning. Thank you for your service. How many years did you have?
I was just thinking, my dad was a Marine, too, and he's living 94. But I was in the Virginia National Guard for 11 years in a combat engineer group.
Wow.
So when I exited, after my 11 years, I exited as a captain of a combat engineer.
Should I call you Captain Joe?
I was a recon, yeah. You
can do that. I can, yeah.
I was a recon officer for a while in that, which was the fun part. I had a little two-seat helicopter that would take me wherever I wanted to go, trying to set up camps for the troops and so forth.
Oh, that's cool.
And Alan, our producer, was in the military. Right, Alan?
Yep. 10 years Navy.
10 years Navy. Yay.
And my 93-year-old dad, who is still alive and well in Richmond, Virginia, was in the Navy, stationed in Africa for a while. It's getting fewer and fewer World War II veterans. And he's one of the few that's still alive and kicking and doing well. So
my hometown, Richmond, Virginia.
I know. We grew up there together. You a few years older than me, but that's still great. And you with the longest running radio show in Florida history, probably. How many years?
34.
34. Great.
That's incredible, Joe. That's incredible. We're coming up on our seventh year, which we're the longest running real estate show. But still, that is just, it's amazing what you've done. People don't realize what it takes to come somewhere every week and do your thing.
I was nationally syndicated for 2 years.
Wow.
I was in 39 states and about 80 cities.
Wow.
Hey, I want to get back to Veterans Day for a minute, because it's more than just a day off for people.
Yes.
It's really a day to celebrate this country and to celebrate all the people that have given of themselves, sometimes for so many years, and sometimes have given their life. And it's not only the people that serve, but it's their families as well. You know, we have a terrific country. We have so many freedoms and so many things that we can do here that we can't do in other countries. It's a great country. And we have so much division, especially around election time, where people are fighting and yelling at each other about Democrats and Republicans, but we all need to remember that we have so many of these rights and freedoms because of all the people that have fought for our freedoms over the last 200 plus years. We ought to think about that Monday and tomorrow as we spend time off with our families and thank those people that are in uniforms and their families. And if you're in line at a McDonald's or Burger King or whatever, and you see someone, tap them on the shoulder and say, thanks for serving. Maybe even buy them lunch or dinner. And, you know, it's whatever you are in terms of whatever race you are, whether you're Democratic or Republican, all of those people that serve in the military, they have one thing in common. They have something on their sleeve. It's a flag with 13 stripes and 50 stars, and they represent this great, great country of ours. And what I want to say, when we go to a sporting event and we hear that national anthem playing, when I hear it, it gives me pride. When I hear about someone that takes a knee, I want to suggest to all of you that instead of thinking about taking a knee, instead of taking a part of your body and kneeling it down, take a different part of your body. Take that hand and put it over your heart and think about all those military people that have given their lives so that you can enjoy the freedoms that you have to speak your mind and to have all the freedoms that we enjoy in this great nation of ours. So I want to say a public thank you, thank you, thank you to all of our military veterans and their families for what they have done for so many years, for the 200 and almost 50 years that we have as this great nation. We normally don't talk about political things here on the radio show, but sometimes we just need to do that to say and to think about the great nation that we have. So thank you for allowing me to do that. And I'm surrounded by people here in the studio that have given to this great country. So thank you, Joe, and thank you, Alan.
Well, well said, Howard. That was great.
It thank was. You. You're making me a little teary-eyed.
You should tape that and save it somewhere.
Well, yeah. Thank you. So happy November 10th, and happy Veterans Day to everyone. And thank you for being on the show, Joe. We appreciate it.
Hey, what do you think would happen if you're in a courtroom and the bailiff says, all rise, and you take a knee?
Oh, my gosh.
What do you think would happen?
Contempt of court?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That would not be okay. It shouldn't be okay anywhere.
And I think the football owners, the NFL football owners, should have a policy within their own team. I know Jerry Jones does. You know, the owner of the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Well, at one point he took a knee as well. So,
Jerry Jones?
I believe he did in one of the games that they did it, I guess, before the national anthem in the...
No, the owner? I don't think the owner did. He's very strong on this and has rules for his team.
Okay. Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else. But anyway.
Yeah, there was an owner that kneeled with the team. I don't remember that it was him, but I do remember the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably anyway. San Francisco, maybe.
I don't know. And if I spoke ill of him, I apologize. But I just have strong feelings about that we live in this great, great country. And people seem to forget that a lot, that we have so many freedoms compared to other countries.
Yeah,
and have
how
so
we
many
got them.
Benefits of living here thanks to our military. And whether or not, you know, we're thinking about Veterans Day or not, people complain so much. But instead of complaining, how about thinking about the good things? You know, we can wake up every day and think about the good things in life or the bad things in life. And you'll have a much better day if you start thinking about the good things that we have in life. So I suggest that we do that every day. And
what if all the news stations just had shows on good news?
There you go.
But do you remember, like, years and years ago, like when I was little, I remembered that there were good news stories.
Yeah.
Just as many as there were bad, probably more because there wasn't so much crazy going on.
Yeah. So now that the election's over, let's start thinking about getting along all for the good and thinking about, you know, the office of the presidency. If you don't like the president, okay. But remember, it is a respect that we owe to the office of the president and the office of the senators, whatever. You don't want to agree with them on everything? Okay, but respect the office. All right. Hey, we're going to be talking about some law stuff as it respects to real estate. So you're going to call in with your questions at what's the number, Angela?
222-8255.
Area code?
904.
All right. So whether you're listening locally or from out of state, we welcome your comments. Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Want to sell your home in less time, for more money, and without making repairs after the sale? Have your home inspected by Home Pro Inspections before it goes on the market. Since 1994, Home Pro has inspected over 35,000 local homes. Buyers trust Home Pro Inspections.
With an 18-month home warranty and a 5-year roof protection plan, your home will be the one buyers want to buy. Call Home Pro Inspections at 268-8211 or visit gohomepro.com. It's not the fire in the fireplace that damages your chimney. It's the moisture. That's why the Chimney Safety Institute of America recommends an annual cleaning and inspection of your fireplace, regardless of how often you use it. The technicians at Chimney Champions clean the chimney, then use the ChemScan video system to do a complete inspection of your chimney to ensure your home is safe. You can trust Chimney Champions to clean and inspect your chimney. Howard and I do. Call 268-7200 or visit ChimneyChampions.com.
This segment is brought to you by Watson Mortgage Corp. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for staying tuned during our station break. We sure do appreciate it. And you know, I wanted to give a shout out, Howard, earlier, and I missed my opportunity because you gave that awesome talk about Veterans Day. And but I do want to take 1 second. We met some really nice people this week, Tim and Kizzy, and they were just so sweet and cute little family. And I told them I'd say hello to them on the air. So good morning. And the other one that I want to thank, you know, this guy has given his life to serving underserved countries. He's a physician that has gone to Spanish countries and Africa and everywhere. You know, lived in tents, him and his wife, and they've taken care of so many people all around the globe.
Thousands.
Yeah, and I just want to give a shout out to him, too. And we've listed his house, and you're going to talk about it later today. You're going to hold an open house there and invite people to come out and see you. But I want to just give a shout out to Dan and to Brenda Boatwright and just thank them for their service.
Great, great service.
Yes.
You know, it's interesting. I'm going to do a little bit of a segue. No, we're going to go to segue to Joe.
Yeah, Joe's here. We want to talk to Joe.
All right.
So everybody loves Joe. Joe is on before us every week, and we generally listen while we're driving in. And I know so many people all over the state of Florida listen, but he's in Jacksonville today, and we've invited him onto our show. And we're so excited that you're here, Joe. Good morning.
Well, thank you for having me. I enjoy being with y'all. I listen to your show on my way out of here. So I think y'all give great advice. You
know. That's attorney yes. Joe Pippin.
Yes. Is that for us?
No, but somebody just called and said, yes, Jerry Jones did kneel.
Jerry Jones did kneel.
Wow. That's surprising to me.
How about that?
Yeah. Or as the meme on the Facebook would say, at football games when they kneel, the PA announcer should say, now we're going to pray.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, well. That's funny. All right. So, Joe, welcome.
Thank you.
I am so excited that you're here. I don't know if you have some specific topics you want to start out with. I know I have a question I want to ask you about.
Yeah, I'd love to take callers from, if they could call the show, that'd be great too, because we had 12, 13 calls this morning on my show, so maybe we'll get a few more on this show.
Yeah, that's exciting. Okay, then let me give the number.
Okay.
So 904-222-8255, and y'all call in and ask Joe questions.
Yeah, but let's since it's a real estate show, let's restrict it just to real estate matters.
Okay. Well, you get a lot of real estate questions, actually.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Well, it's because when we're listening, I'm thinking, I know the answer to that.
We could talk a little bit about how to put real estate in trust to avoid probate and what happens if you don't.
Yeah. Let's talk about that, because that is awesome. It's such a great service that you provide, and it's so critical to how people can avoid probate. Right.
Yeah. Well, probate is the legal process of getting assets out of a deceased person's name. So if you have real estate in multiple states, like many clients do, you have multiple probates in multiple states with multiple attorneys and multiple fees in multiple states.
Wow.
So if you have a living trust, you can actually put real estate in one trust from all different states. And sometimes even a timeshare has to be most of the time, a timeshare has to be probated. So if you own a timeshare in North Carolina or something and die, then it's in a deceased person's name, so it's going to require probate, where you could easily have that go into a trust to avoid probate.
And did not know that you could take them from other states. See, I've learned something new. I thought I knew it. Okay, that's awesome.
So, and the statutory recommended probate fee in Florida is
3%. 3% of the assets of the...
The total assets. And there's a sliding scale. So if you had a couple of million, it would eventually start to be less.
Okay.
But it's 3%. There is a special proceeding for homestead in Florida.
Okay.
You have to do a petition to determine homestead, which makes it still free from creditor claims and things like that. But generally, probate is the legal process of getting assets out of a deceased person's name. If you die with something just in your name, well, it's in a deceased person's name, so nobody has the right to deal with it.
Okay.
And you get appointed by the court to have the right to deal with it, so you can sell it. If it's a financial account, you can take possession of financial accounts, pay bills, do taxes, and eventually make a distribution of whatever's in the trust.
So right. How long does it take to – so let's say an older person lives here in Florida, mm-hmm. a single person, and their son lives in North Carolina or some other state, and the older person passes away. They don't have a trust. They just have a will. Everything's left to that son. How long does it take for it to go through a probate process to allow the son to sell that property?
I would say the average time it takes a probate case is 6 months to a year.
So the son can't just put the property on the market and sell it and walk away with the proceeds. He has to keep making the payments on the house, keep the upkeep for 6 months.
Well, okay, so from start to finish, a probate case might take 6 months. But if a son wanted to urgently sell the property, I just talk to the realtor who does the listing and say, look, why don't we go ahead and list the property and just put pursuant in the listing that we're waiting for the personal representative to be appointed. Now, the personal representative can be appointed through the courts in about a month, and they have the right to sell it, but there's still some homestead issues to deal with. So you just make it clear to the buyer that this might not close for a couple of months. It wouldn't be that you – whole estate process might take 6 months to a year, but you can sell real estate, say, within a month or so once the personal representative has been appointed. So there are multiple things going on there with how long it lasts.
But it could still take a period of time. It's not that simple that it could be sold very quickly, whereas
– now, as opposed to a trust, person creates a trust and puts their property into the trust – all the successor trustee needs to sell the property is a death certificate, basically, which takes their name off the public record. The trustee of the trust, the son that comes in upon when mom dies, on your example here, would have almost immediate, takes maybe 7 to 10 days to get a death certificate, so they could put it up for sale right away, basically.
So you said to do a regular estate cost 3%. So what does it cost when somebody dies and they have this trust that you've been talking about?
Well, the trustee, if it's a child, is entitled to a fee, but they don't usually take the fee because the fee is income where you have to pay income tax. So they can just waive the fee and then take their inheritance you know, there's no income tax associated with the inheritance up to $11.2 million. So they could sell the property, get a stepped up cost basis on real estate, and they can get the money, pay the bills. Actually, you don't have to use money from the sale of real estate to, if it's done right, to pay creditors, because the homestead's an exempt asset from creditors.
Right.
So you can get around that. So a lot of people that just have a home and maybe have charge card debts, they go unpaid, and the home actually gets transferred to the family, to the bloodline, free from the claims of creditors. And that happens inside a trust as well.
I did not know that. So what does it cost to set up a trust?
We have flat fees, and we post those on our website. But for a single person, it's $695, and for a married couple, it's $795. And that fee includes the trust document, the deed transfer of their home to the trust. It includes what's called a pour-over will, includes power of attorney, healthcare surrogate, and a living will. So it's a whole package of documents all included in the fee.
And that's a lot. And since I've known you,
that's
I would
lot,
say that
a lot
price
of money,
has
but
not
a lot
gone
of
up.
Stuff.
No, it's not gone up.
Oh, no, I didn't mean it was a lot of money. It's not a lot of money. That's what I was trying to get at, is it's not a lot of money. It's a lot of items that he provides for that flat rate fee. And so what I was trying to say was it's a good value. So yes, let me say that. And then what I was saying was, since I've known you, the price hasn't changed.
Yeah.
You've quoted that same price. So
yeah, and we can get it done very quickly for clients, too. So
yeah, that's the next thing I was going to ask, is what is the, how long does the process take?
Well, here in Jacksonville, our normal, I met with three new clients. I met with more than three, but I had three clients yesterday that decided to do trust here in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
So what was happening was we will mail them drafts of their documents out on Monday.
Okay.
And then the next time I'm here is the day after Thanksgiving. So in 2 weeks later, they would have had to, the opportunity to read all their documents, and they can, we can have communication on the phone prior to that. Then I come back in 2 weeks and it'll be signed. So
right.
In my Largo office, where I'm there, you know, two or three times a week at least, we can either do it. We can, it's usually less than a week. Everything gets done.
Yeah. So that's really fast. Yeah. And it's priced well.
Yeah.
It's speedy, and it helps you at the end of time.
Yeah.
So
sometime next year, we will cross over 50,000 client files.
Wow.
And a big percentage of those are wills and trust.
That's wonderful.
Mainly trust.
50,000. Yep. Wow. You've had a good long career.
Yep.
So you give
still
talks,
kicking.
You give talks at churches and civic groups as well, don't you?
Yeah, I had a great talk this week in Marsh Landing Country Club.
Right.
200 women. I was one guy in a room with 200 women.
You were loving that, weren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
And there was a newcomer alumni club.
Oh, nice.
And the lady who was the co-president listens to your show, too.
Oh, good.
So she listens to the Van Wee show right after this, too. So she listens to all three shows. She listens to my show every week, she said, loves it. And so they had me come speak to this big group, and I love giving speaking engagements. So if anybody out there needs a speaker, give me a call.
Oh,
yeah,
absolutely.
I want to remind everyone, if you have any questions for Joe on real estate or legal stuff in this vein, give us a call at 222-8255. Right,
yes.
Angela?
222, talk to me. You have to call 222-8255. And that, of course, is area code 904.
Okay. Joe, is there any reason that someone should not do a trust and should let things go into probate?
All right. So why don't we tackle that
when we come back?
When we come back, yeah.
Since the music
okay.
started. Because
well,
there probably is.
We got 1 minute. And one of the things, I'm skipping to a prelude for something that's going to come in the fourth segment, which is we get questions sometimes, Angela and I do, about do you ever get a piece of property that you're selling where it's a deal? Because some people really want deals.
We have a deal.
And that's rare. But we have one. Because sometimes people want to sell things quickly. And we say, well, if you want to sell it quickly, sell it at below market value.
Yeah, and then there are foreclosure sales, too, in real estate.
Well, there's not that many of those anymore. And sometimes the banks fix them up. But we have one this week that is a cream puff of a property, really in great shape, and the seller said, price it cheap, I want to sell it fast.
There you go.
Talk radio. AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The President and Mrs. Trump are in France to mark the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. The President set to meet with many other world leaders to mark the occasion. Meanwhile, the White House was forced to call off the President's scheduled visit to a World War I cemetery because of ongoing heavy rains. The President had been slated today to visit the American cemetery more than 50 miles east of the French capital, as it had been raining all day and the weather called for more. The helicopter trip to the site was called off. It is the site of a 1918 battle where more than 1,800 Americans lost their lives. Some are saying that the town of Paradise, California's roughly 150-year run may be over after less than a day of an assault by the most destructive wildfire in California history. It destroyed some 6,700 structures. The town has virtually been wiped off the map. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. One of the biggest changes we've seen since I started working here in 1980 is how we have to travel to the world markets to buy. There are a bunch of things that cause this, but the biggest has to do with Underwood's quality standard. For example, in diamonds, we have to see and gemologically evaluate a diamond to see if it'll fit inside our stringent quality standards. If we're at the market, whether it's in New York, Hong Kong, Africa, or India, we have the huge selections to pick from, and our standard will never be compromised. We get the prices we expect for Underwood quality. And as a result, we control our diamond stock instead of a diamond dealer just sending us what he wants us to have, and we're able to offer these beautiful, carefully selected diamonds that we're proud to put the Underwood name on. And they're available right now at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Are you guys looking for a morning show that is fast-paced, entertaining, and gives you all the news without all the nonsense involved? Listen to Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Monday through Friday, right here on FM 101.1, AM 600, Talk Radio, WBOB, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., Roger.
And we value your input as well, so feel free to call in.
That's right. Mornings from 6 to 9 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, on FM 101.1, AM 600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Another disabled vehicle. This one is blocking the left shoulder at 95 North at the Fuller Warren. Going to be cloudy today, looking for a high of 68. 20% chance of rain tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Overnight low about 55. Going to get up to 68 tomorrow, and 30% chance of showers. Sunday night, cloudy, low 64. It is currently 65 degrees right here at AM 600 WBOB.
Let's return to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for staying tuned with us on this beautiful cloudy Saturday.
On this beautiful cloudy
beautiful
Memorial
cloudy.
Day weekend.
Yes.
And anniversary of...
Yes.
Of what? Tell everybody what it is.
Of the Marines.
Of the Marines.
You have two callers.
200.
I see lights flashing. Let's get them.
Let's go to Stan. Good morning, Stan.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
We're terrific. Hope you are.
Okay. I have a question. I don't know if the lawyer guy is still there.
He
is.
Okay. I'm from Ohio, and I've only been down here about 2 years. And Ohio is what they call a TOD, or a transfer on death state. And I'm wondering, is Florida such a state? Because everything up there, if you have real estate or a car or anything like that, and one person dies, the other one, it gets transferred to them automatically.
All right, Stan, thanks for calling. In Florida, you can have a ladybird deed, which is an enhanced life estate deed where you can, it's very similar to a transfer on death type of situation, and you can have bank accounts that way. Here's why I think a trust is better, though. So with a trust, the trust, let's say you create the trust, you're the grantor, the owner, you're the trustee, the manager, and you become incapacitated for a period of time before you die, like most of us will and do. Your successor trustee, while you're living, can manage the property, everything inside the trust for your benefit to avoid any guardianship proceeding. So with a transfer on death, nothing really happens until you die. With a living trust, it can be managed for your benefit while you're living and then still avoid probate upon death. So I think a trust is much better way to go, is my opinion.
Okay. Now, my brother up in Ohio is one of these certified financial planner guys and everything, and I was talking to him about Florida, everything going through probate, even if you have a will. And he was telling me only if you don't have a designated beneficiary on that particular account. Is that true?
Yeah, only things in a deceased person's name that are not jointly held and don't have a beneficiary go through probate.
Okay.
But what I'm saying, though, is a trust might be better than having a beneficiary, because the successor trustee can use everything in the trust for your benefit while you're living, as opposed to waiting for something to happen when you die.
Okay.
All right.
Now, Joe, let me expand on that a little bit. Thank you for calling, Stan. I appreciate that. Let me expand on that. And the question I have is, when we're talking about real property here in Florida, if it's homesteaded, mm-hmm. and the person is married, it automatically goes to the spouse.
If it's jointly held, tenants by the entirety, or jointly held right of survivorship, it automatically goes to the spouse upon the first death. But then what happens to it upon the second death? So a married couple would generally do a joint trust and transfer the property to the joint trust, so there's no probate upon the second death. There's not really an issue upon first death with ownership between a husband and wife who own things jointly.
Okay. Now, if a car is owned in two names, like the last car I had was owned by myself and my son, if I die, it's still his car, so we don't need to do anything in that case.
There's a problem with that, though, Howard, because if your son, if it's your car and you're driving, and the car's in an accident, they sue the owners of the car. So actually, your son could be sued from your accident. So if I were your son, I would not want to be, not because I think you're a bad driver or anything.
Well, vice versa. But
I would want, yes.
Vice versa, yeah. The son would be.
Well, no, if the son owns the car and the car's in an accident, yeah, they can sue the son.
They can sue both of them, right?
Yeah, sue both of them.
Well, this was when he was
they sue the
younger.
Owners and the driver.
We have a second caller.
Okay, we do. All right, I'm going to Drew. Good morning, Drew.
Hi. I have a question. Is there any reason not to do a trust?
Hey, that was your question, Howard, too, at the start of the break.
Yes.
All right, well, some people might not need a trust. So if you don't have anything to put in the trust, like if all of your, like you have a mobile home, for example, that doesn't go into trust because that doesn't go through probate. A car doesn't go into trust because that doesn't go through probate in Florida. If you had annuities as your main other income, let's say you had all annuities, well, they have named beneficiaries, so that might not go into trust. But so there are people who would not have any probate in their estate just because of the way assets are owned, and they probably would not need a trust.
Okay, I have a couple of follow-up questions. I have, in my personal circumstances, I own two properties. I have one child. Mm-hmm. If I put them both in a trust, what would happen if I chose to sell one of them prior to death? Well, that wouldn't affect the...
Yeah, no, the trust doesn't have any restrictions on what you can do with your own property inside a trust.
Okay, so I would also, if I chose to later to do a reverse mortgage or something like that, I still could do it.
You could do it.
Okay, so, and the main reason I called earlier was to get your contact information, because I apparently missed it, so if you don't mind, share your... contact information again?
Oh, sure. I'll be glad to do that. I also have a free estate planning poster sheet I'll make available to anyone listening to the show as well. And that also has all my contact information on it. All right, but thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right. So if you'd like the free estate planning poster sheet, you can get it one of three ways. You can call our toll-free office number, which is 1-800-226-3529. 1-800-226-3529. You can email me your name and address at Joe, J-O-E, at attypip.com. Or you can text me your name and address at 727-667-3967.
By the way, we got some good news for our listeners, too. Joe is doing a trifecta today. He's doing three shows in a row. He did his original show, and we invite all of you to listen to his show every Saturday morning from 8 to 8:50. And he's doing, of course, this show now. And after our show, he's going to be on the Van Wee Financial Hour. So we invite you to stay with Joe after our show. So,
you know, that was awesome.
Well, thank you. So, you know, there's another aspect to estate planning and transfer on death I was thinking about.
What's that?
So when I give a little talk like the one this week with the 200 ladies there, I asked the audience, I said, does anyone here have perfect children? And of course, there's always a few people that raise their hands. So I usually tell them, I think you might be delusional. But, but anyway, we all have special needs to deal with in families. And if you, for example, the three examples I like to give, if you have a spendthrift, you know, you die and give someone money, $100,000 or whatever the number is, and they've never been able to accumulate money themselves and never had a steady job, and it's a good chance they're not going to know what to do with the money, so it's going to be wasted.
Right.
So if you have that type of child in your family, you might not want to give them the money all out right at once. So you have the trust to give it to them, you know, a monthly payment. Suppose you have a child that has an addiction. If you give them a big sum of money at once, then you've just enabled the addiction.
Right.
So there's special clauses you put in trust to do a little stretch. You have mandatory and random testing. And if they mess up, then their money gets suspended for a while but can be used for rehab. And then there's people who have special needs children. You give them a large amount of money outright, then they lose their Medicaid benefits or government benefits, whatever they are. And so there's special clauses you put in trust to protect that money for their extra and supplemental care. So there are like I said here all day and give you reasons of why you might not want to give them outright distribution to a child in some cases.
Those are really, really great examples. Mm-hmm. And it seems that many of those examples are super, what am I trying to say, prevalent today, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, and then I also asked at the seminar this week, how many of you have evil in-laws that are going to control all the money? You know, there are controlling spouses who will take an inheritance as an in-law and have great influence on how it's spent and how it's going to disappear real quick.
Ugh.
So there are ways to control that.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, and what if, one child borrowed money from a parent and has not paid it back and all sorts of things that you need to consider in estate planning? And
yeah, well, I tell parents like that to get the child to sign a promissory note payable to the trust for the money owed, so it's treated as an asset, but then their share is just reduced by the amount of, or at least part of the note, because they might have been entitled to a fourth of it anyway. So there's special language to deal with money owed by children to a trust as well.
And you come across thousands of these things all the time, so you know how to handle them.
I do. And can usually give them options on how to deal with it, too. It's just not one option usually.
And people that that have adult children that then that were divorced and now are marrying with their own adult children.
So, yeah, an inheritance kept separate is not a marital asset subject to divorce proceedings. So maybe we can talk about that a little bit as well.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Well, great. We have time for a few more questions so people can call in after the break. Again, the number, Angela, is
222-8255.
Great.
Yes.
And then at the end of the fourth segment, we're going to talk about
the
great
open houses.
Value in one of the homes that we have coming up.
Yes.
Great value in a home. A really, really nice home in Mandarin. So if you're looking for a great value in a brick home on a pond, this is it. So stay with us to hear about that and to talk to Joe Pippin That's attorneypip.com, ATTYPIP.com. Stay with us, everyone. We will be right back and to answer your questions. Stay with us, everyone. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. You know the importance of a home inspection before buying a home, but who should you call? Who can you truly trust?
We recommend the certified inspection experts at Home Pro Inspections because of the experience of their inspectors, an 18-month home warranty, and the Buy Your Home Back Guarantee. Every Home Pro inspection includes a 5-year roof protection plan.
Do what Angela and I do. Call Home Pro Inspections, 268-8211, or visit GoHomePro.com. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. We are so excited to be here, and we have a caller.
Yeah. Good morning, Nancy.
Hi, good morning. Really like your show.
Well, thank you. Glad you're listening.
Thank you. A big fan of Joe's. So this is a two-part question.
Hey, Nancy, did I see you yesterday?
No.
Oh, okay.
Different Nancy.
You sound like I was telling them. That's okay, though. I thought it might have been her. So, all right, go ahead.
My daughter is divorced, and she has not received the equity from refining her primary residence to get her name off, et cetera, from her ex-spouse. It is supposed to have been done in November. At this moment, nothing has transpired at all. She cannot move forward to purchase a home, which her rental will be up in April. Her other resources, that she's got a rental home that is being taken over by the city, and that all that paperwork is in. So whichever money comes out first, she'll be able to, you know, buy another home. But is there anything legally? Does she have to go back to her existing attorney or just wait this out for November?
Well, she can go back to the attorney and see if it can be accelerated, of course. I mean, she has the option to do that. So we're talking about her homestead. She was just recently divorced, and the homestead's for sale, and they're waiting
for
the...
No, it's not for sale. He wants to stay in it, refi it, and pay her the equity part.
What does the divorce decree say, though?
It does say that. It says that he is to, he can refi.
Oh, but he's just being dragging his feet and being slow?
He's dragging his feet, yes, sir.
And being slow. So if she had an attorney through the divorce, just have her go back to that attorney and try to speed things up and make him and force him to do what he should be doing anyway.
Okay. Well, you know, she's tried to speak with him, and it's, you know, it's not a a situation in which he communicates
just,
well.
Yeah, just have her attorney
so
do the talk.
Have to go. Right. This was a pretty expensive divorce, and that, you know, it's unfortunate. She has to go back and probably pay again for this part of it.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to have, when you've done everything you can do yourself, then it's time to get an attorney involved to force the action along a little better, faster.
Okay. So the other question is it too soon for her to start looking at property, Howard? This was directed to you. I sent you an email about it before April, just to kind of see where things are in the in purchasing a home in the area.
Well, you know, offer a contract can be made on a new property contingent upon receipt of funds from a property that's for sale.
Sure. Absolutely. Okay. You said you sent me an email? I recall.
I did last week.
Oh, last
That's
week?
That's okay.
I don't recall getting that.
Send it to me.
All right.
Send it to Angela.
Okay.
I'm Angela Walker at Watson Realty Corp. Just send it to me and I'll take care of it. But your question is, because you said something about April. So I think like...
Her rental is up in April. She doesn't want to really default on that, you know.
Right.
So I think it's time for her to get everything in ducks in a row, but it's just that if the rental property that she owns is it is a flood situation, which the city is going to pay for 23 houses in the St. Nicholas area.
Okay.
If that comes through, they said October, but that's the city, she would be able to have her money to be able to go ahead and put a 20% down.
Oh, nice. Okay.
But we have to wait for the ex-spouse to give her his part. So it's kind of up in the air, but I don't want for her to lose an opportunity in the market.
Right. Well, I would say that it's never too early to start looking, and at least so that it helps her figure out where she wants to be. And, you know, because we go through a very intense process with buyers considering, you know, where they work, where they go to church, where they work out, you know, anything that they do. And we take all that into consideration as far as commuting. And then specifically what the house needs are, the size of the house, bedrooms, baths, da, da, da. We do a lot of legwork and foundation work so that it becomes easier to narrow down where would be the right place for her to be. And so, you know, having several months in advance would be great. And also...
Okay, well, I'll just have her contact you guys because that's who I recommended. And she's pretty open to that. She's a busy executive.
So. Oh, she's my kind of person. I will love her and embrace her and take care of her, I promise you.
I'm her non-paying help.
We'll give you our contact information in just a couple minutes.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you for calling. We appreciate it, Nancy.
If she works for free, I have a job for her, too.
Uh-oh, Nancy, you're about to get hired by Joe now.
Thanks for listening, Nancy. We appreciate it. All right. Well, Joe, I want to give your contact information again before we get off the air. So what is that?
All right. So they can also get my free estate planning poster sheet, or I'll just give the number, which they could do both, or one or the other. So it's 1-800-226-3529. They can email me for a request for an appointment or the poster sheet or both at Joe, J-O-E, at A-T-T-Y. PIP.com, or they can text me at 727-667-3967. And thank you so much for having me on the show. I know you've got some.
Yeah, don't hang up yet.
So. No, I'm not.
No, and and Joe's going to be on with the Van Wees right after our show. Hey,
there's only one Van Wee today, though.
There's only one Van Wee?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, how can that be? You know what? It's time for. Oh, my gosh. Hot, hot, hot. And we've got something that I said we have not had in a very, very long time. The best value. We valued price this home because the owner said, I want to get back with my wife who has already moved out of state. So he said, price this house so it sells this weekend.
Yes.
Now, we've hardly ever heard somebody do this. Now, sometimes you think, oh, well, that's going to mean it's a house that needs work. No.
It's
this
gorgeous.
House is beautiful. It is move-in ready. It is all brick. It's in Cypress Bay in Mandarin. It's a 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 2,700 square feet, beautiful travertine floors in most of the house except for the bedrooms which have brand new carpet. It has a living room and a family room. Both rooms have fireplaces, has a big screened porch with a lake view. So many upgrades, and I mean everything from roof to air conditioner to kitchen to bathrooms to hot water tank to, I mean, you just name it, it's had an upgrade to it since it was built in 1987. And some things that you don't even see in this country, but he's worked in other countries, saw that they had these systems there and brought it to here. Like, he's got underground water containment systems to irrigate the yard and as emergency drinking water systems. And the yard is an oasis of beautiful, beautiful trees and bushes that the neighbors, they can't believe he's leaving because he hopes that the person that buys this house is going to tend to the yard just like he does. Anyway, by the way, there's no CDD fee. The HOA is only $458 a year. By the way, it comes with a very expensive hot tub. He loves his hot tub so much, he bought the identical one for his house
in Missouri.
The hot tub stays. It's a beautiful, beautiful home in Mandarin. I'm going to be there today from 11:30 to 1:30. The address is 1711 Mossy Cypress Lane. Come and see me. It will sell this weekend because it's priced to sell. It really is. It's $325.
And it's located off Mandarin Road, which it's wonderful to live off Mandarin Road.
Yeah, there's so one more house that's open this weekend. It's also in Mandarin, 2,300 square feet, a two-story on Warwickshire Road. It's a 4-bedroom, 3-bath with a Florida room with a pool in Briarwood. Gorgeous floors and cabinets throughout, a full-length front porch, big eat-in kitchen. Bedrooms are all hardwood floors, oversized two-car garage, and they reduced the price this morning from $285 to $279.9. It's open both days, today and tomorrow, from 1 to 4. All right. Remember, Joe Pippen is going to be with the Van Wees that are standing by. Actually, one Van Wee that is standing by. And, you know, folks, Angela and I love living here in Northeast Florida. You do need a professional on your side, whether you're buying or selling, for the most important financial transaction. Angela and I are here to help. Call us after the show. Call me, 687-8161. Call Angela at 465-3845. God bless everyone. Have a wonderful week. Remember to thank a veteran for what they do. God bless everyone.